very sad. But you know, the thing about it is, you know, we talk about 3 score in 10 years if we're lucky. 85 years, I don't know a man that got more out of his body, and the energy that he had was quite incredible. He was just a remarkable man. Honestly, you know, I could tell so many stories about it. The first one, you'll pardon my cheekiness. He said, "McGuigan, you're the only boxer I know that has a cauliflower ass." He was a wonderful guy. He committed so much time to charity. We worked on integrated education. He worked with me at Trick Sergeant. He was just a great, great guy. His son, Tony, who is one of the driving forces behind the IEF, the Integrated Education Fund, he's a wonderful man. And, you know, as I say, he lived a very full life. The amount of work that he had on was incredible. I remember, for example, it was the Wogan Show, and it was New Year's Eve, 1985-86, and we were taking it from my father-in-law's hotel in Leonard Arms in Clonus, and he told jokes the whole way through the clock as it was counting down. He drank to the middle of the night, 2 hours sleep, got up, had a big Irish breakfast, and then was off again to do a dinner time show in Belfast and an evening show that evening in London. He was just remarkable. I mean, the amount of energy he had was incredible, and he was working right up to the end. So he really was a fantastic man and had a fantastic life. So much to be celebrated.
Barry, I've just been told that some of Frank's family are listening to this programme this morning, and it's an absolute honour that we can give this airtime to Frank this morning, and I'm sure that you know, they already knew how special a place he had in the hearts of Northern Irish people, but to hear it manifest itself to this depth.
Indeed, I met him in 1978. We were at the Northern Ireland Sports Awards, and he came over to do a bit of entertainment, and I'm sure he must have been doing, he was always doing 2 or 3 jobs, you know. He was just, you know, the energy that he had. And I said to him many years ago, "Frank, I really want to be like you. I want to have your energy right up to the end of my life." And, you know, as you said, I was just listening to that little interview. You know, we've all got to die, but I really hope that I can live my life with the same sort of enthusiasm. And, you know, he had so much... he wanted to live so much. He wanted to enjoy. He wanted to entertain people. He was just a great man, really great man. And he done so much. People forget, and people don't realize the amount of work he done for charity. It was, you know, phenomenal. Really, really was phenomenal. And how he affected people's lives all over the world. And, you know, some people got upset that he told Irish jokes, but it was, you know, if you can't self-deprecate, well, then if you can't tell jokes about yourself, then, you know, you can't tell jokes about anybody. He was just a fantastic guy. Really, really thought the world of him. And, you know, I'm very sad that he's passed away, but he had a great life.
It's a lovely tribute to him today, Barry, and thanks as always for coming on the programme.